Then, if you go, those of you who arrive at MS, well, it's 6:52, you're listening to Metro Morning, and given the choice of walking down a tree-lined street or one without trees, most people are going to choose the one that has the canopy. Now, a Toronto real estate agent says those trees can also make people who live on that street richer. Chris Chopik is going to present his findings later today at the Grey to Green Infrastructure Conference at the Brickworks, but he's in studio with us now to tell us more. Good morning.
Good morning, Jane.
So you went and studied some neighborhoods. You looked at this. Which neighborhoods did you look at?
We looked at Wychwood, Humewood, Davenport, and Little Italy. And what we found there was that we could find streets that had a high contrast. So the houses were the same, the lot sizes were similar, the location was very similar, but the tree canopy was very different within a block.
And why would that be? So just because there were newer neighborhoods?
Mature trees on one street that haven't been taken down over time, and a street that may have been treed at one time that where a lot of the trees have been removed.
And so what did you find?
What we found was actually in support of, there's a whole bunch of global studies from Europe and largely from the U.S. that say that there's a lift to property owners' values with tree-lined streets. We found consistent results with those global studies. So we found 8.5% to 19.4% lift on property values.
That's a big lift.
Big lift.
To 19%?
Yeah, 18.4. So, and we found it was a gradient lift too. So if we had, fairly young but still tree coverage on one street compared to a mature leafy street, there was a slightly smaller lift than if we had a drastic mature canopy and nothing at all.
And so are you sure, though, that that was the major factor in changing the prices between those streets?
Well, this is not a pure hedonic study, which means we eliminate all possible variables that could pollute the data. This is just a quick study to say, is what we're seeing happen in other places where they've studied vigorously happening here in Toronto, and it appears as though it is.
So what have the studies in other places shown?
They've shown that there is consistent lift with both tree-lined streets and proximity to green space and forested natural areas. So not only is it about being close to parks and natural spaces, but it's also about those tree-lined streets. And we're seeing consistently the same numbers, 5 to 20% in the U.S. and in Canada. And what's really interesting is that trees deliver an economic benefit. They help us with air quality. They help us, I heard you talking earlier about the psychological feeling. People feel better when in the company of trees, when living beside trees. So there's a lot of health benefits. There's also stormwater management and climate adaptation and mitigation benefits, which are real economic values. So not only that are these trees providing value to our society, you know, in the job that they're doing for us, but also we as individuals, as homeowners, as property owners, are benefiting in terms of our net worth and our asset value.
And so why were you looking at this? I mean, what was it important to you to know? Does there need to be any kind of an adjustment? I mean, if you're a real estate agent, you probably kind of intuitively knew that this was already the case, right?
It does happen. So if you look at listings, you see, you know, tree-lined streets described in the listing and in the feature sheets and all of that sort of stuff. I think it's there. I think we know it as buyers too. But very rarely in my 10-year experience have I had clients say, I want to live on a tree-lined street. They say close to a subway, 3 bedrooms. It would be great if I had a family room. I really like need to have a renovated kitchen. Very rarely do we hear tree-lined streets. And in fact, I cannot search the MLS for a tree-lined street as a data field. I can search for a steel roof or 3 bedrooms, but not a tree-lined street.
Interesting. Now, you're going to be presenting your findings today at a conference with a lot of municipal officials. And so how are you hoping that they're going to react to this research?
It seems to me that they already are aware of this. What I think is their opportunity is to get better at communicating to homeowners that there is value that is facing the property owner in terms of their net worth and the value of their asset. And I think that we think of trees as a cost. Somebody has to come and trim it, and that costs, you know, somebody's labor and a truck and whatever else is required to make that happen. This is actually, there's a cost benefit for both the services the tree provides as well as the value to the homeowner.
And it might make people think a little bit more if they're thinking, I don't have enough sunshine in my backyard or whatever, I want to get rid of this tree.
Well, I think that there's something there. I'd like to see more rigorous study here in Toronto to illustrate in a more concrete way exactly what the correlation is.
And maybe be able to make it easier for people to keep those trees, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much, Jean.
Chris Chopik will be presenting his research later today at the Gray to Green